You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
That? Demi doesn't like noises, and Ness.
What was that?
She's scratching the mic.
Ew.
Hey, guys.
Hi. It's like the kids in class that need to be separated because one's annoying as fuck and one doesn't take shit. And that's on boundaries.
And on that,
this
episode is on boundaries.
On boundaries.
And we reached out to you all for some questions on, you know, the things that you wanted to chat about when it comes to boundaries, the questions that you have or the things that you might be struggling with. And we popped a question box up and we've had some really interesting ones come through.
Can I jump in before we get into the questions? Yes. We've been meaning to do an episode on this for like
ever.
The longest time. And we're having a conversation just before and we're like, you know what? Like we didn't know what our, like what we were going to be recording today. We're like, let's just do an episode on boundaries. Mm. And let's see. It's like we've got pretty good boundaries now. So it's kind of like, for me, it's hard to remember what questions – like what people don't understand about boundaries. So that's why we opened up the question box to see like what.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Can you not remember, you know, your experience before being comfortable with your boundaries or not really?
No.
No? Wow, that's cool. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I can remember both sides.
Maybe once I hear, like once we start talking,
yeah,
I'll remember, but off the top of my head,
that's
I can't.
So interesting. Oh. What about you, Ness? Do you remember?
I went from 0 to 100. There was no in between. I had zero boundaries and I let people walk all over me.
Yeah.
And I was just an emotional wreck all the time.
Yeah.
Tired, drained, like couldn't understand why people, like I was never good enough for people in my life where I was like, I literally do everything for these people. Why is that not enough? And I was just, and then from that point, I don't even know what my turning point was actually. I think it was once I had gotten married, moved out, had my own space. When I had my own physical space, that's when I learnt how to become more detached.
Okay.
And then from there, I was like, the walls went up real fucking quick. Mm. Like,
and
real
quick. And so did
Do
Not Disturb.
Yeah, like you will never catch me off Do Not Disturb mode.
Unless Uber Eats. That's the only time.
That is it. Like you will never catch me off Do Not Disturb because I'm just like literally Do Not Disturb me or my peace. I'm done.
I love that.
But
yeah,
it's.
I've actually just remembered when I used to have shit boundaries, but it wasn't in the sense that I would let like people walk all over me. It's I would take responsibility for other people's stuff.
Ooh. So you were the opposite.
So I was the, like, I didn't understand boundaries between me and other people. So I would like, let's say for example, if like someone I really cared about was going through something, I would take that on as my own. I would feel their feelings, but beyond empathy, I would take it on as if it was my responsibility to resolve it. So like,
yeah,
I actually had poor boundaries with other people, but it wasn't with bad intentions. It's because I wanted to help people, but I didn't understand that it's not my responsibility to solve other people's shit for them.
But poor boundaries with other people is also poor boundaries within yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Because once we start to try and take on other people's issues, what are we avoiding within ourselves?
Mm. Yeah.
What are we neglecting within ourselves?
For me, it was the fact that like control, I've spoken about this so many times, but because I knew for myself, I have the perspective where I can help them and I can resolve their issue. Okay, it's my responsibility now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that's actually really unfair because that's kind of telling the other person that they're not capable of going through their own stuff.
Well, not only that, it's also depriving them of the lesson that they need to learn in that moment.
For sure.
So boundaries works both ways. Let's just preface with that.
Mm. My lack of boundaries.
I'm going to start doing my nails, by the way.
Go for it. My lack of boundaries was more so in the sense of saying yes to fucking everything.
Oh, God.
And just... And then people then knowing that Daniela was the one to go to if you wanted anything to get done because she'll do it.
I hate that for you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. I could not say no for the fucking life of me. Truly. I feel like I only really got boundaries like maybe a year ago.
Oh my gosh.
If I'm being honest.
Oh my gosh. I'm just laughing at that because that used to be me, but now people can't even catch me to ask me questions.
Gotta catch me first, bitch.
Oh my god.
I'm out here dodging. Like,
yeah.
Like the waving dicks in the air.
Literally.
I made that into a TikTok the other day.
Oh, did you
cracking up? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Literally. Like, I'm just, it's the best way to be if you're going to ask me. No one asked me, but it is the best way to be.
No one asked
me. We're always asking. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. But in saying that, we're going to talk about, I know we've got an episode on boundaries, but I think we do. We have an episode on what are boundaries. And I think we did it, it was one of our very first episodes.
Oh, spiritual hygiene.
It was.
Oh no, we had a bound. I'm sure we had a boundaries episode.
Let me do a scroll.
I don't think we do, guys.
Are you sure?
I'm not 100% sure, but about 90%.
Okay, I'm literally
sure.
In the back end now. We've definitely got
boundaries. Something boundaries.
We've definitely
Libra
got
season. Check Libra season.
Okay, I think it is the spiritual hygiene.
Is it?
One. I think it's spiritual hygiene, guys.
Because I'll click into it and have a read, yeah, but I'm certain it's that
Maybe
one.
Maybe that's where it came from. But we're pretty much going a little bit more in depth within this episode to kind of give guidance on what it means to have those boundaries, but also answering your incredible questions that you ask. Because some of the, a lot of them are the same. Things have come up, like guilt.
So many people have the same question.
That's interesting.
But before we start, I actually want to tell a little story.
Mm.
So I've had this come up in my inbox several times where I'll randomly post something on my story where it'll be like, you know, my boundaries, I don't check my DMs on the weekend and I don't do this and I don't do that and I don't do this and whatever else it might be. They're my boundaries because if I didn't have them in place, I would literally be glued to my phone, right? Yeah. And that's no way to live. So I became very, very, very clear with those boundaries on this is what I'm not doing because my energy and my time does not allow for that.
Mm.
And the most interesting thing that I had said to me was, and it wasn't just a one-off, it was a couple of people had popped up into my DMs and said, do you know what? I actually used to think that you were really rude.
Mm.
So that's what had been shared. I used to think that you were really rude when you would put stuff like this on your story. But now I understand that you're just setting boundaries for yourself and I really respect your ability to do so.
That is so interesting.
Mm. And I found that really interesting because from my perspective, it's never my intention to be rude. It's just letting you guys know, if you're messaging me at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night, I'm not going to be responding. And I think that that's a really fair boundary.
Fair.
Even just responding on the weekend or late nights during the week, whatever it might be. Because I get questions and then 2 hours later I get question marks when I haven't responded straight away.
Wild.
I would truly be an actual zombie if I was on my phone responding to every single message that I received.
But also I think that so many, and I don't, like, I think probably because of our accessibility to one another through our mobile phones and the internet and we have everything that we want at our fingertips, right? I think that has translated into people feeling like everyone should be available at all times, where that's actually a really unfair expectation.
Yes,
so unhealthy.
Yeah. So when it comes to boundaries, the first thing that I thought was, I find it really interesting that other people find me putting my boundaries in place rude. And I had a moment of reflection and I was talking to you about it in the car, Dems, where I said that actually just reflects the fact that they are not able to set their own boundaries.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if they're expecting that, if they're expecting that of me, a total stranger, what are they expecting? What are they allowing other people to do to them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So if you're thinking that somebody's boundaries are rude, because, and you brought up a good point where you said being rude and setting boundaries are two different things.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
As well.
Having boundaries doesn't make you an asshole. Like, having boundaries doesn't mean that you actually have to go out of your way to be rude to people. It's about like being firm in understanding what's your responsibility versus what's other people's responsibility. You're not responsible for other people, obviously, unless you have kids. That's like not, we're not talking about
different,
that.
Different
thing altogether. But you're actually not responsible for other people. So if you feel like you having boundaries is equals you being an asshole, it's like, well, why do you feel like you're being an asshole for not taking on another person's responsibility?
Conditioning.
I know.
Conditioning.
That should just be a sound.
We should make that a button.
Conditioning. Yeah, we say this every time. We actually don't make buttons.
I'm going to actually make a note to make buttons.
Okay. But this is the thing, right?
Make buttons.
Think about this. Did you have a parent? Everyone's going to go, fuck yes, this was me growing up. Do you remember your parent ever saying things like, I do everything for everybody. I'm always doing everything by myself. Do it like they take on absolutely everything, and it comes down to the fact that that's how they believe they express their love.
Yeah.
So we were conditioned to show that we love people, or our sense of worth even comes from how much we're able to do for others.
Yeah.
Which then instills very horrible boundaries within us.
Yeah. And like, again, there's a difference between being caring and supportive towards other people versus having shit boundaries. Like, you can still be kind and supportive and caring and giving to other people without like
killing yourself over it.
Yeah, for sure. And neglecting yourself.
Okay. Let's dive into the questions. This is a good one.
Oh, no, I have something else to say.
Yeah, go.
I have something else to say.
Go for it.
When it comes to this conditioning as well, and like, you know, we've been taught to show that we love people through how much we're doing and how much everything else. Yes, that leads to poor boundaries, but then what does that lead further into?
Resentment.
Resentment, right? But it also leads to burnout, disconnect from self. Like, you know, if you're giving every single part of yourself to somebody else, you no longer know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You don't have that connection to yourself. So when it comes to the point of you trying to figure out who you are, trying to figure out your path, your journey, you don't know how to do that. You don't even know where to start because you're so completely disconnected from yourself that you can't even use your intuition to find that starting point. And that is when we look to the external sources and the let me throw all my money at people online and make them fix me. And why aren't you messaging me back? Why doesn't this person message me? Hello, are you getting my messages? And it's just this cycle.
Do you know what just came to mind as well? Like, how common is it that you see mums when their kids turn 16, 17, 18, become less dependent? They're like, fuck, what do I do?
Yeah.
What do I do? Because my kids don't need me anymore. What do I actually do?
Even at school age.
Yeah.
Even when they're just going off to school. I shared a reel on this on my story the other day where this woman was saying that she was feeling really, really depressed. And her husband said, well, the kids are in school too. They must have been in preschool. She was saying her husband said to her, the kids are in school 2 days a week now. So you get five hours each day, 10 hours completely by yourself. What are you doing with that time that makes you happy? And she literally responded saying, I don't know what I need to be happy. And that in itself
wild
is just insane. But that this is where it all comes down to boundaries. And we overlook the importance of that. We overlook the importance of boundaries. They are everything.
Yeah. I love what you said earlier about that lack of boundaries leading to losing yourself along the way.
Yeah, because you're literally giving pieces of yourself to everybody around you until there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Like, imagine yourself like a pizza, right?
Yeah.
People are just taking you, taking slices of pizza away, and there's nothing left in the box. So when it comes time, like, oh, I'm really, really hungry, there's nothing left in there.
I like that.
I initially wanted to go with a packet of Skittles, but I thought I'd be like, I don't eat Skittles. I've never eaten Skittles in my, like I have, but ill.
Yeah, I don't really like Skittles.
I don't like Skittles. Like maybe I was thinking M&Ms because I just saw a packet with colours. Anyway,
ooh,
pizza. Let's go pizza. Because it's satisfying when you eat it.
I had something to add. I forgot.
It'll come back. But essentially, the important thing is setting boundaries, because in doing so, you're allowing yourself to be true to yourself. Mm. You're allowing that connection with yourself, but you're also respecting yourself enough to know your worth.
That was what I was gonna, that's what I was thinking about before. Going back to, you lose yourself when you don't have boundaries. Also, if you have shit boundaries because you care for other people and everything else, you can't, we all know you can't pour from an empty cup. So who are you actually helping if you have shit boundaries and have no battery in the tank to like help other people?
Yeah. Yeah.
To actually help other people. Yeah.
And boundaries doesn't always mean that you have to say no to things. Yeah. That's not what boundaries actually means. Like boundaries can be, I've been on my phone all day. It's time to get off and do something to connect back with myself. Mm-hmm. Or I'm already tired. Why am I going to sit on the lounge and watch another episode of Friends?
Yeah.
Like it can be as simple as making decisions for yourself that are going to benefit you in the long run.
It's honoring yourself. Boundaries are honoring yourself in whatever form that takes.
Yeah.
And another thing with boundaries is, and I feel like once you're able to identify what your own boundaries are, or just understanding the concept of it being honoring yourself and your energy, then being able to identify how others are honoring their energy and you giving them that space is equally as important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's equally as important, because it's true. We see it all the time where people who aren't aware of the importance of boundaries just literally taking leaps over the line into other people's space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being done so in a way with like no shits given.
Yeah.
But that's where relationships fall apart as well. That is where relationships begin to fall apart, when there is a lack or no boundaries.
Well, I mean, sometimes the relationships weren't even there to begin with. You know what I mean? Like we're seeing this with people who are strangers or people who are just meeting, people within the workplace. It's literally everywhere. I mean, how many times have you gone out and you're at a place ordering food and you're just observing what's happening around you? You're observing the interaction between someone who's ordering and someone who's taking that order, and you just think, oh, that conversation was a bit foul. That was a bit rude. That you know what I mean? Oh, like, God. We observe this constantly.
This is giving me PTSD from working in
not
hospitality.
Not only that, what's the relationship like with the two people at the table? Are they both on their phone?
Oh, I love... Andrew and I love observing this. We'll sit in a space and we'll look around and we'll try to figure out stories.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, same. I'm like, yeah, they're definitely on their first date.
Yeah.
They've been married for 10 years. Yeah. They're arguing about their kids.
Yeah. I love that.
Fuck. You won't catch me in a restaurant. I don't even remember the last time I was in a restaurant.
Probably with us.
Probably in Melbourne. That was the last time I was in a restaurant. Oh, that food was so good.
Oh my God, the food was so good. That cheese.
Let's jump into the questions. So this is a really good one. And this is I'm gonna combine three questions, because two of them are exactly the same and one of them I can just bounce off. So one of the questions is how to create boundaries without feeling guilty. The other one is how to say no without feeling guilty. And the other one is setting boundaries without sounding rude. Oh, actually, no, that's a separate question, because I've got something different to say on that. So let's go with the guilt one first.
Okay.
How do you create boundaries without feeling guilty?
So the guilt needs to be explored.
Yeah.
Like the root of that needs to be explored.
Yeah. It's a mindset shift ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. But this comes down to conditioning.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you?
Yeah.
You go.
No, keep going.
Are you feeling guilty because you were conditioned to say yes to everybody? You were conditioned to be the people pleaser. Making other people happy was the only way that you got attention.
Mm. What were you observing around you at a younger age as well, with whoever was closest to you in that space? How were they dealing with that type of boundary, because you absorb that and that becomes your story without you realizing that it's not your story.
Yeah. So the saying no without guilt, I think it starts at firstly identifying where the guilt stems from.
The root cause.
Yeah. But then from there, it really, really, really just takes practice.
Mm.
But also understanding why, like understanding when you're wanting to change any habit or behavior, you need to have a solid reason why you're going to do it and why you're going to stick to it. Otherwise, you're not actually going to stick to it.
Yeah.
So what's your why behind, like, why do you feel like it's rude? So that's getting to the root of it. But it's also like, okay, well, why is it important for you to honor your boundaries in moments where it's really uncomfortable to do so? Because it will be initially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay for it to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it will be a new learning for you, and it'll take time and practice. And there'll be times where you feel like, okay, like I'm getting the hang of this. Mm. And then there'll be times where you think, fuck me, I've fallen off the bandwagon again. Here we go. Let's try this again.
Yeah.
It's a constant roller coaster of a process, because it is a process.
And you probably will fall back a few times. Like I know even now I struggle to not interject myself into other people, like people that I care about their situations and try to resolve their problems for them. I still battle with that now, and it's so fucking hard to sit on the sidelines and watch them do their thing. But I'm like, but my reason why I try my best to stick to it 100% of the time, I don't always, but my reason is because that I know they have their lessons they need to learn, and I love them enough that like I'm going to let them do what they need to do for their highest good.
Yeah.
That's my why.
Yeah.
Because they're capable of resolving their own problems. I'm not a fucking wizard.
And anything they're not going to resolve isn't something that needs to be resolved.
No, and it's not my responsibility.
No. No.
I can't stop thinking about I'm not a fucking wizard.
I mean, I'm a witch, but.
I love that. That's amazing.
Debatable. Oh. You know what's a fucking really good wizard is this product.
I'm staring at it. I'm like, I'm literally about to go get my buffer.
Oh.
That's great. No, I think we sort of covered. We covered a lot of that.
The guilt. It always comes from somewhere. The last thing that I think that I want to say on that is check your root chakra.
Ooh, good one.
It's time to do some root chakra work. But we're going to jump into the setting boundaries without sounding rude. Very similar response in the sense that what makes you feel as though you're being rude? Where were you conditioned to believe that saying no was rude?
But I guess like in situations where if you are setting a boundary or saying no to something, you don't have to be like, no, fuck off. You're just like, no, I don't.
Me. Get fucked.
It's about being like, look, I honestly don't have capacity for this right now. Or do you mind if we have this conversation another day? Because I'm like, I mentally don't have the capacity for it. Or
that's our favorite line.
Yeah. Like I don't have capacity. Yeah. Or
just ghost people like me.
Or go put your phone on airplane mode.
Literally, no. It's eventually people get the hint. Oh, man.
Saying that you don't have the space for it, or, you know, you can use the word capacity. That's our like go-to. It's literally you scroll through our messages and it's like, hey, guys, I don't have capacity right now. I'll check in tomorrow.
I have too much on my plate at the moment.
Yeah, I have a lot, exactly.
There's a lot going on.
Guys, I'm going to be MIA for 24 hours. See ya.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
At least we get the courtesy of that from you.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah, there's nothing rude about setting boundaries.
Even just saying, look, I really need to honor my energy right now. I need to honor my boundaries, and it's just not something that I can take on.
Yeah. That's not rude.
That's not rude.
At all. And you know what? If somebody else hears you say that and thinks that it's rude, that's on them. And that's got nothing to do with you. It's their responsibility, the way that they take that.
Yeah.
That's right.
For sure.
It's, yeah, exactly that.
And that's on understanding boundaries between your responsibility versus other people's responsibility. There's so many layers to this, guys.
It next really is. One.
Go for it. Oh. What is it?
This is going to be controversial.
Okay, we like that.
Oh.
It's not that controversial, but it kind of is.
Why?
Hold on, let me open it again. Okay. How to maintain boundaries with immediate family.
Mm.
Hmm.
It's the same principle though, right?
It is the exact same thing.
I think this is the one where it's really easy, speaking from personal experience, it's really easy to jump back and forth and in and out of having those boundaries and then kind of letting it crumble a bit. This is the one where it gets a bit more
messy.
Yeah, challenging to and maneuver.
Especially because if you have a conditioning, it's likely your family and your siblings have it too.
Exactly.
So you going against the grain and being the first one to do it will probably be like...
It will create conversation. Yeah. That's for sure.
That's a really nice way of putting
it. Yeah. Again, I'm being very cautious because I don't know where the family listens to this.
Do you know what? I think the best way to think about this is what kind of boundaries do you want your children or the generation below you to have?
Mm.
Because they're not going to have those boundaries unless you teach them what they look like. You have to – you lead by example. Do you want your children to be saying yes to everything when they don't have the capacity? Do you want them to be – feeling like they have to constantly make other people happy at their own expense?
Do you want them to be participating in behavior where they don't want to be doing it but they're being pressured into it by other people?
Yeah.
Because that's a fucking common thing for kids.
Oh my God. Yeah. Go and give them a kiss.
Oh, I can't with that.
Go and give them a kiss. If my child doesn't want to kiss somebody, she's not going to kiss
exactly.
them.
Exactly. It's that simple. There are so many layers to that as well.
Oh my gosh. Episode 2.
That I can honestly.
Boundaries 2.0. Yeah. Children. My gosh. But.
Oh, I've forgotten what we're speaking about.
That's the how to maintain the boundaries with immediate family.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they entitled to more access to you than anybody else? Mm. Simply because you share a little bit of DNA. There's no reason.
You know what I'm just hearing in my head is like, because I love them.
Okay, but you can love someone and still honor yourself. And if the relationship is...
If you love someone, teach them what love actually looks like through self-love. And self-love is honoring your own boundaries. It's as simple as that. It doesn't change.
You know what? This also comes to creating clear communication in a household.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
And having moments of communication which involves educating each other on your needs, your boundaries, what you kind of also expect from yourself and each other. Like those conversations need to happen because when the communication is clear, there's a lot less tension that is created along the way because you know that you've pre-discussed a lot of these things. And if things need to be pulled up on, it can be pulled up on and you have that clear communication rather than it being frustrated and like angry and whatnot. I think we really underestimate how important it is to have these big conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't even need to be big all the time. No. It can be really – like if you're, for example – if you're at home with your parents, right, and one of your boundaries is like, oh, fuck, I don't know. It's been so long since I've been at home.
Do you know what my thing was during COVID was the news?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. So, yeah. Like, at dinner wanting to discuss the numbers and the rates of like whatever the fuck was going on, I basically had to say, guys, like, if you guys want to have the conversation, have it between you two. Don't involve me in the conversation because I honestly can't. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's fair.
Mm.
But being able to express that and say like, this is too much for me and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the communicate, like the way you're expressing that.
Yeah.
That's really, really important.
Yeah.
I found that really setting clear boundaries within this household with Andrew and I, my boundaries always linked to where I am in my seasons. And it's become such a clear communication now that I don't even need to explain, hey, like I'm currently bleeding, like I'm on my period and I can't be fucked cooking and I'm not in the energetic space to like do anything around here. None of that even needs to transpire anymore because we've had those conversations. So it's enough for me to say I'm literally in my winter. And nothing else needs to happen. He'll know what he needs to do to support me while I am sometimes struggling to support myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that is a boundary, and that communication and that setting the tone of what I need. You know what? Another thing that's just come to mind is if we just be honest about what we really truly do need to be held, people genuinely want to help. Yeah. People want to be of service in one way or another. It's the disconnect of communication that happens somewhere along the way that gets everything all chaotic and muddled. But if we were just to allow that communication to occur, I'm certain that even the most, I'm thinking in my head of because we're bringing this back to the question was around family, right?
Mm.
Think about the one person in your family who you might struggle with when it comes to this boundary. You know that deep down they do mean well.
Of course. Right?
They mean well.
Of course.
They do mean well. And I think that if the conversation, although hard, I've actually had this conversation as well, so I'm literally feeling into my past self's body, having the conversation about how something has made you feel and or how you're going to be shifting things to better support you and your family unit, those conversations, although hard, they do get respected eventually especially when you keep bringing it up. Remember how we sat down, we had that conversation, we're really, you know, honoring, da 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 da. They mean well, and because they mean well, eventually they will get on board.
Mm. Yeah.
It'll take fucking time for some.
Do you know what I've just imagined? Like the teenage years of people walking into your room, for example.
Oh.
Your room's like your safe space,
sacred
right?
Space. Yes.
And it's just like the door keeps opening, people keep going in, and you don't say anything and you just get angry each time it happens until eventually you're like, get out of my fucking room.
You explode.
Like, you explode. If at the very first time you just say, hey, like, listen, I'm just really exhausted. I just want time to myself. I've had a rough day. I'll come out and talk to you when I've cooled down. Chances are, like 99%, that would be respected.
Mm. Yeah.
So once again, how are you communicating your boundaries within your immediate family?
Yeah.
I think that there needs to be thought around how the conversation will look and how you can keep it respectful.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Yeah.
And then practice.
Yeah, because it will come up again and you'll have to reset that same boundary again.
Mm.
But that also is part of their learning as well.
Mm.
So with you continuing to reset that boundary every single time, that's you honoring yourself, and also it's really anchoring in their minds as well. Okay, hold on a second. They're serious.
Mm.
You know?
But also like some...
I lost the questions.
Oh. But also like that, basically exactly what you said, but you know, I know that like over the last few years when I've heard other people's boundaries, I'm like, fuck, that's not even something I ever thought about before. Like I didn't mean to encroach on another person's boundaries, but because they communicated a boundary with me, I'm like, fuck, I didn't actually realize that I was like... being
crossing it.
Yeah, crossing it.
That's really interesting.
Mm. Mm. So it's all a process of learning.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
So layered. Yeah. So who said that before? That's so true. It is so fucking layered. I feel like that answers that though.
It does. We're gonna move on to the last question because I'm just
conscious for time.
That's it. I was like, aware? I am awake, but I'm aware.
You're woke of time.
Oh my God, don't. woke is my new trigger word. Every time someone says woke, my eye just like
twitches.
Amazing. This is going to be the last question. So would learning how to protect our energy as an empath be classed in the boundary category?
Hell yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Not just for empaths, literally anyone.
Anyone.
Anybody. Yep.
If you think about a boundary, it's a line that separates you from something else, right?
Ooh.
Protecting yourself is a boundary.
Yeah. Think about a boundary as like a little white bubble. Think about your boundary as the bubble that keeps you protected.
Didn't we talk about it as a condom?
Oh, we did. Condom. Oh, that episode. I mean, they would have heard it by this point.
I don't remember.
Yeah. The energetic condom.
Where the fuck was I?
I made it. You made it. You said that. It was you. I made it into a snippet for TikTok.
I swear to God, I have no recollection of this.
Wait. No, Dems. It was you.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, wait, stop. Let me rewind my...
I don't even remember.
That doesn't seem like me.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember who said it.
I don't remember definitely this wasn't conversation me. At all.
It definitely wasn't Danielle.
I wouldn't have made that comment. But no, I think it was Ness.
I think it seems like something you would do.
I don't remember. Yeah. What were we talking about?
We were talking about energetic protection, like energetic hygiene and protecting your energy.
Protecting against STIs. Yeah, exactly. I don't remember it, but that does sound like something I would say.
I was re-listening to the episode the other day to get snippets of the little audio and I'm like, fuck, this is a really fucking cracko example. And snippet.
Yes.
Can you send it? I don't remember fucking shit. Yeah. What's wrong with me?
Nothing's wrong with you.
My brain has literally just fucking zonked. I'm
literally curious.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh. But
back to the question.
Yeah. So think about, you could think about it like a condom, but think about your boundary as like a little energetic bubble, right? So your boundary keeps people on the other side of your bubble and it keeps you safe.
It basically keeps your energy as your own.
Yeah. Oh my God, I literally just clicked into it. Do you want me to turn it off?
Yeah, play it into the mic.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Your nails are really long.
I was literally just about to say that.
I know, right?
Someone visualizing themselves like wrapped in an energetic condom.
Yeah, that was you.
No, I think...
That's amazing. Oh my God.
Is that my voice?
Yeah, no, Demi, it was literally you.
No, I actually, I don't think it was me.
That's your voice.
You're literally just, you're like showing me the beer. I'm like, no, I don't think it was.
Can you play it again?
Was there a part of the conversation before that?
Not in this video, but yeah, there was
a part of that. Wow, can you play it again?
Okay, hold on, let's go back.
I'm a genius.
Put it louder.
I'm a wizard.
That's as loud as it will go.
I love the background on it, by the way.
Visualizing themselves like wrapped in an energetic condom.
That's Demi.
Yeah, I know that's my voice, but I'm like, did I actually originate that idea?
I don't know, but I'm going to actually just... Hey, this is from an old ep. That's from episode 15. I don't remember that.
What was episode 15?
So how to protect your energy. I'm going to post that right now.
That was our holder ep.
Oh, yeah,
that
was
our holder episode.
What's holder?
That we had like just as a backup for when we like ran out of eps on the pre-recording.
Yeah.
And then it got to like Christmas and we're like, fuck, we're not recording during this period. So just post that.
Yeah. Okay.
I literally just posted it now. Thanks for the reminder.
That's okay.
But yes.
So yes, protecting your energy.
Yeah. So
what was the question?
Learning how to protect your energy as an empath is for sure boundary setting, but it's also not just as an empath. Actually, I'm going to go back and say I truly believe that we're all empaths, but we're just not actively tapping into it.
And a lot of people are a lot more aware that they're empaths.
Yeah. And then there are people who will, I don't fucking care, we're unfiltered. There are a lot of people that actually will claim to be empaths, but the self-awareness is zero. So yes, they probably are under a whole bunch of layers of inner work that needs to be done, but on some level, we are all empaths.
Yeah.
So boundary setting is required for all of us to keep our energy protected.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool. That's about
it. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Reflection question?
Bye.
I was going to say bye, guys.
No. Okay. All right. I got one. And the reflection question for this evening is, who are you actually protecting by not having boundaries put into place?
Mic drop.
Good one. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my God.
I love the click dance like right now. On, but
you know in White Girls when he's like with the whistle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with your clicks.